This goes to Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, Gardner, G-A-R-D-E-N-E-R-P-A-C, fax 989-953-5329, regarding Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Deal, D-E-A-L. Date of birth is January 15, 1981. Dear Miss Gardner, this is a consultation for Mrs. Deal, who was sent for evaluation of multiple renal cysts in the presence of normal creatinine levels. Several years ago, she had an area near the umbilicus that felt like it may be a hernia versus a cyst. So she had a CT scan of the abdomen with and without IV contrast. And at that time, they found multiple bilateral renal cysts, which consisted of fluid-filled cysts, possibly hemorrhagic or proteinaceous cysts. And they were in both kidneys, and there was also a small non-obstructing renal calculus in the right lower pole of the right kidney. She was having no symptoms associated with kidney cysts. Also, there were multiple hepatic cysts noted on the CT scan. The date of the initial scan was December 5th, 2024, and there was a possible complex cyst noted in the right kidney, so it was recommended that she have an MRI for further evaluation. So August 15th of 2025, there was an MRI of the abdomen with and without IV contrast, and it showed small, non-enhancing, simple cysts and fluid-filled cysts. No indication or evidence of any cancer, no hydronephrosis was found. The patient has never seen any visible blood in the urine. She has had a UTI remotely, but not for many years, and no history of kidney stone passage. She was unaware that there was actually a kidney stone in the right kidney, according to the CT scan. There is no known family history of any polycystic kidney disease, to her knowledge. No history of dialysis for family members, but there is history of hypertension in her father and other relatives. The patient has a history of migraine headaches that are well controlled with her monthly injectable Amovic. And she did have a MRI of the brain when those were first diagnosed. That was unremarkable. Currently no headaches or dizziness. She has a remote history of palpitations. She saw a cardiologist and had a two-week Holter monitor that was positive for multiple PACs. And no treatment was necessary. She does experience symptoms of palpitations intermittently, but they do not distress her. And she is very active. She works full-time and has no difficulty with being active or with work. Past medical history is significant for migraine headaches, PACs, and palpitations. Past surgical history, she's had cesarean sections for two children. Social history, she is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, and she is a pharmacist working full-time. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, prostate cancer, alcohol abuse in one brother, and review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, amoxicillin, medications, Amavig is 70 milligram injected once a month for migraine headache prevention. Physical exam, height is 67 inches, weight 150 pounds. Pulse is 90 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 76. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyroid nodules or masses, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no CVA tenderness, no peripheral edema. Pulses 2+ and brisk capillary refill. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 13th of 2025. Creatinine was normal at 0.81, estimated GFR 92. Her sodium is 142. Potassium, 4.4. Carbon dioxide, 26. Albumin, 4.5. Liver enzymes are normal. It looks like bilirubin is slightly elevated at 1.4. Her hemoglobin, 12.9, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, multiple renal cysts with normal kidney size, according to recent CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast. She does have a non-obstructing right renal calculus, which is stable and will just require monitoring. We want to repeat labs now, a comprehensive metabolic panel, CBC, phosphorus level, urinalysis with microscopic, and a protein to creatinine urine ratio. She also had genetic testing for polycystic kidney disease collected and sent. The results usually take 10 to 14 days to come back. If it is positive for type 2 autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, then further testing will be required. She would probably need a MRA to rule out cerebral aneurysm, which goes along with autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. If negative, she will need annual labs with UA and annual CT scans or ultrasounds of the kidneys and abdomen to monitor progress of the cysts. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.